Press release. Security authorities in Al Manaqil arrest brother Al-Fatih Abdullah, a member of Hizb Tahrir, against the backdrop of talk about democratic transformation and its contradiction to Islam at the Khalid bin al-Walid Mosque in the Wad al-Muslimi area. 3 days ago, the security authorities in Al Manaqil arrested brother Al-Fatih Abdullah, a member of Hizb Tahrir, on Wednesday, December 4th, for several hours, where he was beaten and threatened and then released. He is to return to the security offices on Thursday morning, 5th of December, 2024, and until this statement is written, we do not know what the fate of the brother, Al-Fatih, will be. We, in Hizb Tahrir, Wilaya, Sudan, in response to this behavior, emphasize the following. First, the democracy that the disbelieving West brought to the land of Muslims is a kufr system that has no relation to Islam, neither directly nor indirectly. It contradicts the rulings of Islam in a complete contradiction, in general and in particulars. In the source from which it came, the belief from which it emerged, the foundation upon which it is established, and the ideas and systems that it brought. Therefore, it is absolutely forbidden for Muslims to adopt it, apply it, or call for it. Second, what Brother Al-Fatih did in explaining this matter is a call to Islam, and it is a declaration of truth, an enjoining of what is right and forbidding what is wrong. It is one of the noblest and greatest deeds after belief in Allah and His oneness. The principle is that he should be aided in it, not arrested and turned away from it. Third, we warn the regime and its henchmen, we have not ceased to establish evidence that there are guardians over the Kafir West's project of secularism and democracy. We warn them of Allah's wrath and punishment for those who turn people away from the path of Allah and seek to make it crooked. Allah Almighty says,
الذين يستحبون الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة ويصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا أولئك في ضلال بعيد.
They are the ones who favor the life of this world over the hereafter and hinder others from the way of Allah, striving to make it appear crooked. It is they who have gone far astray. Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 3. We demand that they release Brother Al-Fatih immediately and not harass him and apologize to him so that he may be satisfied and your injustice against him will be forgiven. Fourth, the democratic system is what brought us a life of humiliation and disgrace. And what is the reason for igniting this damned war? So how can we call for it and demand it? In conclusion, it is our duty to all work to restore the rule of Islam and implement its provisions on the ground under the Khilafah Rashida, on the path of prophethood, through which we lift from ourselves the sin of the Jahiliyyah, death, and the life of humiliation, that we live far from the path of Allah. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says,
وَمَنْ مَاتَ وَلَيْسَ فِي عُنُقِهِ بَيْعَةً مَاتَ مِيتَةً جَاهِلِيَّةً.
And one who dies without having sworn allegiance will die the death of one belonging to the days of ignorance. Ibrahim Uthman, Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.